This is St. Louis Public Radio. More patients are surviving cancer than ever before, but life after the disease can come with challenges, and some patients don't feel like celebrating. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports, experts say cancer patients need more help dealing with depression and loneliness after their disease is gone.
Jim Nace used to be a national ice cream salesman. For a time, he was on top of the world.
Great lifestyle, lots of money, vacations, you know, and then I got a sore throat.
That sore throat turned out to be tonsil cancer. Soon after his diagnosis 20 years ago, his job let him go. He survived thanks to radical surgeries that opened up his head and cycles of chemotherapy and radiation. Nace says the transition to life after cancer was difficult, especially after it came back in 2015. That was the year doctors removed a portion of his jaw. He had to learn how to speak again and eat with a feeding tube. Being a salesman and a breadwinner was a big part of his identity. After his cancer was gone, there was a new struggle, finding out who he was.
I thought, if I'm not able to communicate, I'm not able to work, I'm back to not being able to provide.
A changing sense of identity is one of the reasons former patients struggle with depression and anxiety. An estimated 1 in 5 cancer patients has depression. Studies have found the suicide rate among survivors of common cancers is higher than that of the general population. Cancer treatment can cause physical changes that make people feel disconnected from their bodies. It can also leave patients with big financial burdens and medical debt. And going back to normal life after the support structure of friends and doctors disappears can be lonely and confusing.
And when the casseroles stop and the flowers stop and the caring bridge sites close, for a lot of survivors, that's when some of the hardest work might begin.
That's Atlanta-based cancer treatment consultant Rebecca Palpunt-Shimketz. She says doctors are so often focused on treating the cancer alone, they ignore what happens to patients afterward. As a thyroid cancer survivor, she knows that struggle firsthand. After treatment, she spiraled into a month-long clinical depression.
You also had society telling you that you were supposed to pop a cork and drink a glass of champagne and congratulations, let's celebrate, when the last thing I felt like doing was celebrating.
Palpunt-Shimketz says patients and doctors should see the time after treatment as another phase of the disease. Patients should know it's normal to feel sad and lonely after the cancer is gone. They might need help from a professional counselor or psychiatrist. The National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine want doctors to work mental health screenings and discussions into follow-up care.
Into the shoulders, and your heart is blasting open.
Connecting with other patients can help, too. That can include
so
a yoga class.
Pull back away from effort and right into feeling and sensation.
Danielle Hodges is the program director at the Cancer Support Community of Greater St. Louis in West St. Louis County. She says a large percentage of its members are post-treatment patients. They go to exercise classes, support groups, and cooking demonstrations together.
You know, they just understand that general concept of, you know, cancer may not be right in front of my eyes right now, but cancer is still hovering in the periphery.
While experts emphasize everyone has different needs, most say a patient will need to adjust to a new normal after treatment. That can bring a renewed sense of purpose. After cancer, Palpunt-Shimketz decided to leave her job and devote herself to helping former cancer patients with their mental health. Jim Nace found a new job too, but his biggest transformation was rediscovering his faith. He became a devout Christian after his treatment. He says initially everyone wants to get back to where they were before, but surviving cancer can mean having to live with a new reality. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.